Oliver Purdon. I'm calling from Northampton, Massachusetts. I'm commenting on a talk by Professor Lebo regarding Bernie Sanders' effect on the Democratic Party, given the fact that Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee at this point. My observation is that the effect of Bernie Sanders mobilizing so many young people and progressives to effectively support the Democratic Party does, in fact, no good for progressivism or actual political revolution, as Bernie Sanders might call it, because by getting all those people underneath the Democratic tent, you're essentially bolstering a political party that is drone strike assassinations, Wall Street bailouts, free trade agreements that are about corporatism rather than intelligent social policies.
Hi, this is J.D. Ayers calling from Springfield, Massachusetts. I just want to say thank you so much. I continue to enjoy Professor Nightingale's commentary on the weekend. Keep it up.
Martha Winston, Gansfort, New York. I have a problem that conceivably could be a widespread one. In planting strawberry and asparagus beds this year, I didn't see any worms, or grubs for that matter. Last year, in digging some deep holes, I found no worms, and I also counted only 2 ants outside that year. When I moved here over 40 years ago, there were lots of worms and ants. During that time period, I have never used an herbicide or insecticide on my 2.5 acres. The only thing that I can think of that has changed is that those farming next to me switched to a Roundup Ready pesticide and herbicide on their corn and soybean crops. Glyphosate, one of the main components, has been found to be a carcinogen and has been found in the bloodstreams of many individuals. I would like to see an unbiased study done to determine if this Roundup is killing the earthworms and bees as well. I would like to know what has happened on my 2.5 acres.